Charles, China, its demonstration of its ability to shoot down a satellite with a ballistic missile. How significant do you believe, one, their technology is, and what do you think they were trying to show the world?
Oh, it's very significant. And in fact, I worked on SDI. When I was involved with Star Wars, which was back in the early 80s, you know, our primary mission was to show the Russians that no matter what you did or how much you spent, we could sort of outpace you, and we will eventually prove that to be the case. And to give Ronald Reagan credit where it's due, I mean, I'll never forget his most famous line ever uttered in modern history, you know, trust but verify. And when he looked Gorbachev in the eyes and said, you know, tear down that wall, you know, at that time, we understood the mission. We could relate to it. It was a clearly defined goal, and we had the right people and the right expertise to say, yes, we can do this. And Gorbachev and his side knew that this was going to be an unwinnable battle, if you will.
Yes.
And he was a very intelligent man and clearly had his vision towards the future. Now, ironically, Russians' undoing was their invasion of Afghanistan. That was the final straw. Mm-hmm. That's what bankrupted their economy. I mean, other things that contributed, of course, obviously, but I mean, that was the final big push. And there's a lesson there, which I'm hoping we can learn now, but I think we're not learning it fast enough.
Maybe Leo Wanta had something to do with that.
Well, one can only speculate. But in any case, so the whole point was, it was a simpler chessboard to work with. Now we have a more difficult chessboard to work with, because many nation states, India, all kinds of, you know, even Brazil has a space program. So, I mean, all kinds of folks can claim that they can now penetrate the realms of space for commercial and possibly even military purposes. China wants to position themselves as the new dominant entity of the 21st century. They've made that very, very clear. They'll do so economically. They'll do so with brute force if pushed. But they clearly want to say that, look, we have the tools, we have the scientific expertise, we certainly have the money, and, you know, we're going to do this. So we step backwards a couple squares and say, okay, how do we respond? Well, a lot of folks are actually looking at some of our earlier SDI program concepts and mm-hmm. thinking, well, maybe we should sort of reactivate them. But one thing I would like to point out, at this current point in time, and this is one of the reasons I wanted to go in the program, you were just mentioning at the last segment, you know, what's the young person, the people just getting out of college or getting married and, you know, all kind of thing, what are they looking for in the future? Well, if we don't change the fragility of our electronic infrastructure, if we don't put more effort into, in a sense, having a much more distributed resource in terms of how, you know, people have to realize that virtually every aspect of daily life, your banking, your working at a miscellaneous company, all of your records to do with your medical situation, everything you can possibly imagine, your entire data footprint, all of this is absolutely and irreversibly immersed into electronic infrastructure, which if the plug was pulled, everything would stop instantly.
Yeah, the old days of, you know, when I started my career in a little bit of radio and television, you know, we really didn't have a lot of satellites in those days. We used the old AT&T television broadcast lines for transmission. We then, when we started to emerge into satellite technology, Charles, we then began to use the landlines as backup. So if something happened to a satellite, we just went to the old landline, everything was fine.
Right.
We don't do that anymore.
Yeah, George, you're very perceptive, and this is where the problem is. Now, can we fix this? I think, yes, we can. Could this, in fact, be something that we could do to help, once again, as I was saying earlier, re-strengthen our economy, put people back to work, and, you know, kind of make a national imperative? Yes, we could. I mean, these are the kinds of things I would like people to be thinking about. Maybe talk to some of their representatives in government, you know, dot, dot, dot. But, I mean, we, like I said, we are at a crucial point to determine our future history. Now, one thing I might like to point out, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Back in the Y2K days, as you may recall, and I actually was working on some of that at the time, a lot of folks were saying, oh, that's a bunch of, you know, hoopla, and they're just trying to make a big deal so they can get all kinds of government contracts and, you know, dot, dot. Well, okay, that could be partially true, but I think there was a different agenda going on. I think even back then, and I certainly had talked to people who very much shared these views, even then they knew that our electronic infrastructure was getting very, very fragile and very vulnerable and very sort of single-point failure-oriented, as Richard Hoagland would often say. We've got to be looking at a much more diversified, distributed sort of resource management perspective as to how to protect our architecture in that context. And so back then, even though the Y2K program was sort of having to do with changing date codes so there wouldn't be a bunch of failures. I think a lot of very smart people in the background, especially people in the financial sector who are looking very carefully at all kinds of international trading systems, banks, the major insurance providers. I mean, you wouldn't believe the range of collaborators. They all got this right away. They mm-hmm. were definitely on top of this. And they said, you know, why don't we use this opportunity as a way to test the system, look for new alternatives, maybe develop something that could be more robust, you know, kind of go back to the original concept of what ARPANET was all about, et cetera. So that was kind of the beginning edge of laying down this groundwork. Now, what's interesting is the first challenge that the Y2K response teams and all the people who are developing sort of tactical response strategies and so on was from China. In fact, China went public, which is amazing, and the People's Daily actually announced this. They said, we now have a new branch of the military, just like we have Coast Guard, Marines, Air mm-hmm. Force, Navy, et cetera. They have an Office of Electronic Warfare, and they really mean it. I mean, they have thousands upon thousands of people.
And it's brilliant.
And it's brilliant. And, I mean, they don't, you know, these folks, they don't walk in the field carrying guns. They're sitting in front of computer terminals, but they're just as focused, just as determined, and just as militaristic in how they see using the electronic infrastructure as their first sort of point of attack. And this is exactly where things are going.
I think what you'll see, if there's that kind of a battle, you'll see things start to shut down.
Oh, yeah.
The grid will get shut down because it's tapped in. Things will happen, satellites, and then all of a sudden the second wave hits where satellites are destroyed.
Yeah.
And then we don't have capabilities of communicating or launching even with our submarines.
George, you are so on top of this. This is exactly where I was trying to get to. Thank you for making that very clear. Now, of course, we have some very smart people in the military who, you know, they do get this. And so I think at the point in time that we're at right now, people are trying to sort of reconfigure to say, well, look, what are we really doing here? I mean, do we want to spend a vast amount of money and resource on a kind of a nation-building escapade in the Middle East, which is really designed, frankly, just to protect oil interests? Or do we have a larger agenda we should be looking at? And that's why I say at this very moment, I think we're poised at a very sort of a tipping point threshold. I think that we can turn this around. I think that we can look at a lot of new technologies, some of which I'll discuss tonight perhaps, and some which I probably won't, maybe for security reasons. But, I mean, we have options, but we have to choose to use them.